Hello everyone, I'm Lina and I just wanted to talk to you about the IQ tests because I saw a video about it on YouTube called The Dark History of IQ Tests by Stefan C. Dombrowski, and there were some things I didn't even expect. Today I'll show you my research about it. What is it, when and why it was made, and the misusing of this IQ test that some people did. I would like to start by saying that in 1905, Alfred Binet and Theodore Simon designed a test for children to help to identify which one needed to have extra support and specialized assistance. Binet insisted that intelligence is influenced by many factors and that changes over time, and that it can only be compared with children with similar backgrounds. They combined the results of some evaluations they did into a single score, in which questions were adjusted for each age group, and their score was compared with children of the same age.
In 1916, the first adaptation of the test was published and used in the US.
Basically, the result of this test was measured dividing someone's score by their age and multiplying the result by 100. Today, a score of 100 represents the average of a sample population with 68% of the population. This test was misused by many people, mostly to try to eradicate low IQ. One of those times was when it was implemented in the US military in World War II in an attempt to evaluate the intellectual and emotional temperament of the soldiers. Results were used to identify which position was the most suitable for each one. Unfortunately, the results were also used by the US scientists that claimed that there were some racial groups who were intellectually superior than others. Besides this, many people also believe in eugenics. The IQ and eugenics influenced science and all policy. In 1924, the state of Virginia allowed a policy to sterilize people with low IQ score. In Nazi Germany, the government allowed the murder of children with low IQ. The discriminatory uses of IQ tests were challenged on both moral and scientific grounds. Even though many experts had said that we shouldn't use it to diagnose learning disabilities, there are some people who are still using it to measure a person's potential instead of measure the reasoning and problem-solving skills. It was very surprising the first time I saw the video, because even though I knew some things like that IQ was also used to separate kids that understand from those who doesn't, I didn't know about the sterilization and the murder of children by Nazis.
I personally tried some of these IQ tests on my own language and also in English, and the results were very different. I had 111 and 95 in English, and 77 and 125 in Spanish. After this, I confirmed that this IQ test doesn't work as it's supposed to. And these different results made me think that it's completely wrong when people were ranked by their score. Individuals can be categorized just by their score. Besides the fact that there are very different kinds of intelligence, for example, linguistic, musical, and interpersonal, among others.
Finally, I hope this podcast can help you to understand a little bit more about the topic and that IQ tests are not always a good way to measure the intelligence of people, but to help people who need individualized attention.